Great start. Can't say it enough. The fumble force on the opening possession of the game, and then also six straight possessions. Scott City scored in the first half. A great start to the ball game.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that the turnover right there at the beginning kind of set the tone, and, you know, we jumped on them right there with the first couple of plays and got in the end zone. So, you know, we really took the momentum on our side right there and kind of went with it there for the most part. Struggled in some aspects of the game, but, you know, really got the momentum on our side and played well early.
What you guys did a little different tonight from last week, it was the passing game was a little bit more open for you guys tonight, and you had probably a feeling coming in that that was the case, and you ended up exploiting that.
Yeah, you know, absolutely, looking at them and then seeing them early go to that five front right there. They got some big old boys up there in the front, and, you know, kind of limit what you can do on the, in the running game. I thought we, you know, threw the ball really well, you know, like you said, different from last week where, you know, we were able to run the ball a little bit more. But Trey came out and put some, you know, nice throws on some balls right there. It was a little wet early. You know, our guys were having some problems with their footing. You know, overall, threw the ball really well. And, I thought we picked good times to run the ball and had some success with that, especially later on.
Once again, assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Scott City cruising the 59-19 victory. Four touchdown passes for Trey O'Neill here tonight. And one of those to Brett Meyer, a couple of those to Sloan Baker. And Drake McCray got his first touchdown reception as well. And the balance in the first half was about even with the yardage, but second half Scott City ended up with around 300 yards of total offense on the ground, and it was nice to get those yardage out there and got a nice balanced attack for a second straight game in the backfield.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got guys that, you know, are they're different. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we kind of hit him with Cooper and, you know, Marshall, even when he runs the ball up the middle, you know, he's pretty shifty, kind of hard to track down when he gets in the middle, all those guys. We've got great speed with Wyatt and Chance, you know, and they're both tough runners. So when they get out there, you can't usually get them down with just an arm tackle or anything like that. They stay up and fight for the extra yard. But, yeah, we've got some pretty good backs back there, and we can kind of mix it around a little bit. Coach O'Neill does a great job with them, you know, putting them in positions where they can be successful. Trey does a great job, you know, kind of keeping everybody involved, you know. The receivers will run their routes a lot harder, you know, when they know, you know, that he can find them. So he did a great job tonight, you know, balancing that attack.
Guys, see six pass attempts from Colby tonight. Saw 37 last week and get two interceptions. Almost had one for a touchdown there, but Brett just very, very close stepping out of bounds there at the 30. I thought he missed it, but, you know, official had the better view. But better defense, you guys forced five turnovers plus four in the turnover margin. You got to be absolutely ecstatic with that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, last week not winning the turnover margin like that, but, you know, seeing the secondary come up with a few interceptions, you know, was definitely good. Those guys work hard every day, and, you know, when they go up there, and you got Trey and Brett back there especially, they can cover a lot of ground. You know, they're long, they're fast, and they're able to read the quarterback pretty well. So winning the turnover margin tonight was a big key.
Well, it's Goodland next Friday night there. They were down big to Holcomb late in the third quarter there, and so they're going to be a little angry after their tough loss to the Longhorns. But you got to know Goodland, they always have some decent athletes every year, and it's going to be another interesting journey there next week.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're going to have a different offense than what we're used to seeing, you know, with Coach Teeter over there when he, you know, taking the Holcomb job right there. So they will definitely have a different offense. We'll get on that this weekend and kind of check that out. But, you know, they always have some good athletes up there. They got some pretty good size. You know, I'm sure it's no different this year. But we'll be ready to go. We've got some things that we really need to clean up that we saw tonight. So we'll get back to work, you know, Monday, Tuesday, you know, I guess, Monday being a light day. But we'll get to work and get ready for them.
All right. Once again, assistant coach Brian Gentry joining us here tonight. 59-19, Scott City prevails. And, coach, thanks for joining me here post-game. Have a safe trip back home and get to healing up some more.
All right. Thanks.